And the transport lines were all the horses and your vehicles and your quartermaster was kept. And their job by day was to go back and fetch rations from the brigade dump. And then they would bring them back to the transport lines. And the under the quartermaster's guidance and the four quartermaster sergeants, they would divide the rations for the for the companies, and then they were put into sandbags, and then they were put on your own limbered wagons and went up as near as to the front as they possibly could, which is then a dump well back. So when your own parties came from the trenches to meet them. But you had to alter these things because the Germans, who always seemed to have higher ground than us, got to know where these dumping grounds were, you see. At the same time they're bringing out the rations, they bought up ammunition if you'd ask for it, trench stores, latrine buckets if you had them, wire, the stakes, shovels, picks, trench boards, all that kind of thing. And when you arrived at this place, you had a meal, and possibly it was too late to go up that day, so you stayed about that night, sleeping in a tent. And next evening, you went up with the rations.
As you moved up for the first time, what were your main impressions of what would have been a sort of new experience for you?
Well, I don't know. You couldn't see anything. It was very dark. When you got near the line, you stepped off the road into a communication trench where you went very slowly because the soldiers in front of you carrying a rifle and probably a coil of barbed wire and a water bottle and a haversack and everything, they got stuck in the trenches and had to move or else a fellow fell, you see. And then you arrived at the battalion headquarters. Well, it was very dark with a candle in a small dugout, and Colonel said, greeted you, and you were then put to a company. A runner came and took you up to the company sector. Well, not much happened that night because the commander couldn't do anything, the OC company, but next day you were allotted a platoon, and he took you around to where you were and told you what your duties were, and then you carried on from there, seeing that the platoon sentries were posted. If it was a case of wet weather, that the whale oil was distributed and that they really did rub their feet with it, change their socks.